Turbidity. Turbidity is a measure of a water's lack of clarity. Or water with a high turbidity is cloudy, while water with low turbidity is clear. The cloudiness is produced by light reflecting off of particles in the water. Therefore, the more particles in the water, the higher the turbidity. So it is the cloudiness or lack of clearness to the water. That's what turbidity is. Many factors can contribute to the turbidity of water. An increase in stream flow due to heavy rains or a decrease in stream bank vegetation, which means plants, so decrease in the amount of plants on the side of the stream, can speed up the process of soil erosion. This will add suspended particles such as clay and silt to the water. Runoff of various types contains suspended solids that may add to the turbidity of a stream. Agricultural runoff, so runoff coming from farms, can contain suspended soil particles. Suspended means not dissolved in, but hanging in the water, suspended in the water. Other types of runoff include industrial wastes, water treatment plant effluent, that means water treatment plant water that's being dumped back into a body of water surrounding it, and urban runoff, that means runoff off of cities, basically, water coming from parking lots, roads, and rooftops. Bottom-dwelling aquatic organisms such as catfish can contribute to the turbidity of the water by stirring up the sediment that has built up on the bottom of the stream. So organisms can cause more turbidity too if they stir up the bottom. Organic matter, which is the dead, decaying plant and animal matter that's suspended in the water, can also increase the turbidity of the stream. So if there's a lot of dead, decaying stuff in the water, that can cause more turbidity also. So off to the right-hand side over there, it talks about sources of turbidity. In other words, what is causing more turbid water? What are some things that cause more turbid water? Soil erosion is one. From silt and clay, erosion means the washing away of that silt and clay from surroundings into the water. Urban runoff, which again is from cities and mostly from ground that or pavement that is not, the water doesn't seep down into, it runs over it. And so that urban runoff can cause road grime to run into the water. Running off of rooftops and parking lots, all of that junk or other garbage, pollution, anything that's on those roads can wash into bodies of water. Also, industrial waste, so when wastes are dumped into surrounding water from industrial plants or from water treatment plants. So once they clean the water, then they dump the water from that's been cleaned, so to speak, back into surrounding ponds and lakes, but sometimes it has excess particles in it that can cause it to be more cloudy. Not harmful particles necessarily, but things that are in there that were used to clean it, probably. Abundant bottom dwellers, and that's where we talked about the catfish and other things that are on the bottom, clams, oysters, crayfish, anything that is on the bottom of ponds that stir it up can cause it to be more turbid. And lastly, organics. So microorganisms are going to cause it to be more turbid or cloudy. And then decaying plants and animals. And it also says gasoline or oil that's washed away from roads. Those are all things that can cause water to become more turbid or cloudy. And then off to the left towards the bottom, it talks about the effects of turbidity. So what things happen because the water is more turbid or cloudy? It can reduce the clarity of the water. We talked about that. It's aesthetically displeasing if it looks, that means it looks really muddy and gunky and people don't want to be in it. Thirdly, the third one down says it decreases photosynthetic rate, and we talked about that a little bit, the fact that if it's cloudier, sunlight does not get through that cloudiness to the plants, so they don't produce as much glucose and they don't photosynthesize as fast because they aren't getting as much sunlight through there when it's really cloudy and murky. And lastly, it can cause an increase in water temperature. So I will read the paragraphs right next to it that explain that a little bit more. It says high turbidity will decrease the amount of sunlight able to penetrate the water. That means seep through the water, thereby decreasing the photosynthetic rate. It does not photosynthesize as quickly or as much. Reduced clarity can also make the water less aesthetically pleasing. In other words, people don't want to be in it. It's muddy, it's murky, you can't see in it, you don't know what's underneath there. People don't think it's as nice to be in. While this may not be harmful directly, it certainly is undesirable for many water uses, like recreational uses. When the water is cloudy, sunlight will warm it more efficiently. This occurs because the suspended particles, those things that are suspended in it, not dissolved, but just hanging in there because it's more turbid, will absorb the sunlight and warm the surrounding water. This can lead to other problems associated with increased temperature levels. So it's kind of like a feedback system. If it's more cloudy and it holds more warmth because of that, then it can change things because the temperature is raising. While highly turbid water can be detrimental to an aquatic ecosystem, it is not correct to assume that clear water is always healthy. Slightly turbid water can be perfectly healthy, while clear water could contain unseen toxins or pollutants or unhealthy levels of nutrients. Just because it's clear doesn't make it normal. Now, on the next page, it says expected levels. Turbidity is measured in nephelometric turbidity units, or NTUs. According to the USGS, the turbidity of surface water is usually between 1 NTU and 50 NTU. Turbidity is often higher than this, however, especially after heavy rain when water levels are high. Turbidity can be lower than expected in still water because of the settling of suspended particles that might occur. The turbidity of some selected rivers are shown in Table 1. Water is visibly turbid at levels above 5 NTU. The standard for drinking water is 0.5 NTU to 1 NTU. And if you remember looking at the water, especially around the dock area where we were taking the water tests, it was pretty turbid, especially near the shoreline, because there was a lot of algae in the water and it wasn't very clear water. And so it would make sense that our values that we got were up towards the 20s and the 30s for NTUs. That's what we got for our results.